This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni. A hip-hop artist, actor, and teacher named Dialect is a lover of words, but he thinks it's time to put a few of them to rest. He created a traveling exhibit, the Museum of Dead Words, which is at the Wabi Sabi Warehouse on Friday and Saturday. I spoke with him about his background and inspiration for this interesting project.
Hypocrite, racist, sexist, normal, slut, evil, truth, miscegenation, clickbait. Deserve, one of my most interesting and controversial ones.
That's Dialect, with some of the words that will be eulogized at the Museum of Dead Words. Before we hear about this unique exhibit, Dialect tells us about how he learned to erase boundaries between hip-hop, theater, and everything else.
Started rapping and acting in my senior year of high school. I came to New York, and I was studying acting, and I hated the TV, film, and theater world, unfriendly in so many ways, and I was really put off by it. But I was really digging this hip-hop stuff that I was growing and learning more about, and I found that my theater bug was actually picked up more in the hip-hop scene, because a lot of these plays just felt like TV shows on stage, and hip-hop had that interactive element, that Shakespearean thing that is the real crux of the reason I like performing and the reason I like this type of art. I mean, I went to the Globe Theater some years ago, and they took me on the tour, and every time they told me something they did at the Globe, I was like, yo, son, we do that in Brooklyn, too. I mean, straight up, the Shakespeare era is the hip-hop era. They do iambic pentameter. We do iambic quadrameter. You know, it's in fours, but it's still iams for the most part if you listen to rappers. So I was performing around New York, and I met a lady named Claudia Alec, who was running a hip-hop theater company at the time, and she wrote a hip-hop play where there was rhyming and there was a lot of stuff where we discussed these issues that I was concerned about in the text. And we used the rhythm and we used a lot of the other art forms to create a really interesting thing. So I got interested. I wrote a terrible rap version of Macbeth for the Hip Hop Theater Festival. We started doing some teacher trainings, teaching about hip hop theater and working with some young people. And that's when I really understood what my purpose was, because I love rocking in a nightclub for a bunch of drunk people jumping up and down, but there is nothing like a 7-year-old critiquing the third word in your second stanza and being like, what do you really mean by that?
Dialect's Museum of Dead Words exhibit grew out of his perception that empathy has disappeared from online discussion.
So I decided to search the internet and dig through to find words that were making conversations and arguments turn into fights. This is when it's just that non-productive nonsense. So I spent about a year, and I specifically read article comments, not Facebook, not Twitter, not a forum, nothing that felt private, not even your 4chans. I had to exclude Breitbart because it's too much insanity. But I just went on article comments and where people anonymously just got to say whatever they felt in public. I whittled it down to 11 words.
What did they have in common?
It's two things, vagary and obfuscation. They're too broad to actually be useful, and they've sort of devolved into just vague insult that's supposed to make you feel bad. Oftentimes, these words are used to hide actual things going on that are worth talking about. Things that are dealing with people's lives, often things like oppression and big systemic stuff that's really difficult to talk about, but, you know, we ought to talk about because those are the things we need to deal with. And it's easier to throw up a platitude and run away. Platitudes are actually doing better than some of these words, but they're in the same vein.
That was multidimensional artist Dialect. Dialect's Museum of Dead Words can be experienced at the Wabi Sabi Warehouse on Friday and Saturday. That's October 6th and 7th. Find our extended conversation at whqr.org.